Of the 700 people who've been detained in the United States, some are being held because they overstayed their visas, others because they committed crimes or because they may have information relevant to the attacks. But civil libertarians are now asking whether basic legal rights are being overstepped in the name of the investigation. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Yazid al-Sami's choice of roommates turned out to cause him considerable trouble. The Saudi Arabian student in San Diego happened to live for 6 weeks with Nawaf al-Hamzi. Al-Hamzi is believed to have been one of the hijackers on the flight that crashed into the Pentagon. 12 days after the attack, al-Sami was taken into custody as a material witness, someone who might have information about the attack. He was held for 19 days, much of the time in a high-security cell in New York, where he says he was deprived of a shower and a toothbrush. In an interview with Amisa Sharma of member station KPBS in San Diego, he said he was also humiliated by guards.
Every day, two times every day, they, like five or six guys, they strip me, you know? And they videotape it, like for 20, 15 minutes. They make fun of us, they made fun of us, you know? You can't hear them laughing, you know?
He says he was given limited access to his lawyer and finally released after he testified before a grand jury on Tuesday. His lawyer, Randy Hamoud, says the investigation has been a witch hunt.
It's not the way to conduct an investigation, and I know for a fact field agents don't like it at all because it's made their job a lot tougher. You can't solve this case without cooperation and proactive relationships with Arab Americans, Muslims, and Arabs in this country.
The Justice Department will not comment on specific cases, but says that every material witness has been represented by a lawyer. Department spokeswoman Susan Dryden adds that it's not the prosecutors who decide how long a material witness should be held.
Everything is supervised by the judge and the court, so it would depend upon the circumstances regarding that as to how long that individual would be held.
That hardly comforts Stephen Shapiro, the national legal director of the ACLU.
The material witness statute should not be used as a form of preventive detention to lock people up who we think may have some connection to criminal activity, but we don't have enough suspicion to charge them. That's not what that statute was ever designed to do.
Typically, people are held for a specific amount of time until they can testify at a trial, for example, and there's an end date. In this case, he says, there is no end date. This is an ongoing investigation, so who knows how long they'll be needed. But Justice Department spokesperson Susan Dryden says these times are unique.
Unfortunately, the time that we're living in right now is a heightened state of alert where there is sort of this ever-present wondering if something else is going to happen. So we have to use the information that we're gathering right now to help prevent any potential attacks that may be planned at this time.
And that could take some time. Shapiro says he's concerned not just about those people who may have information, but about the hundreds of others that have been rounded up for immigration violations and minor crimes.
The government's given out almost no information about on what basis people have been picked up, where they are being held, whether they are being given access to family and to counsel.
The government says that all detainees have a right to a lawyer, and if they can't afford one, they're given a list of pro bono lawyers who can help them. That is, if the lawyers can find them. There are reports of people getting lost in the system. For example, four Mauritanian immigrants have been held for over a month. Their lawyer has not been able to speak with them, in part because they've been transferred from prison to prison. INS spokesperson Bill Strausberger says he doesn't know about that case, but he says sometimes lack of bed space means people have to be moved.
Some facilities are meant for holding individuals just for a short period of time, just for a few days, and then they might be moved to another facility pending their hearing, which may be a couple of months away, and those facilities are better equipped for that.
He says it may make it harder for lawyers and family to find the detainees, but that's not the intention. Shapiro at the ACLU says everyone is sensitive to the national crisis here, but he says the government must keep in mind what it is trying to preserve, at core, the freedom of American society.
And we should not be doing the work of those who launched that terrorist attack on September 11th by undermining the very freedoms they were attacking.
He says it's especially true now when Congress is considering sweeping changes in the law governing terrorism. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.